Day 24. Do you work wonders for the dead? Psalm 88, verse 11. From time to time, the voice we hear in the Psalms takes us aback. I don't know about you, but I was socialized not to ask this kind of question of God. For heaven's sake, when we are praying, we need to be on our best behavior, right? The ancient Hebrews would tell us we have it all wrong. The voice we hear in the Psalms tells God just how hard life is at times. Occasionally, we come across a line that is good to know for this pilgrimage of living with illness. How long, O Lord? Psalm 13, verse 1. Or, have mercy upon us, O Lord, have mercy, for we have had more than enough of contempt. Psalm 123, verse 4. Today we hear this line from Psalm 88, a line that almost taunts God. Do you work wonders for the dead? Can you imagine allowing yourself to be that honest with God? Years ago, my spiritual director said to me, Mary, if you think that God will disappear in the face of your hurt and your questions, then that is not God. That counsel and the example of the bald honesty that we find in the Psalms has led me to rail at God from time to time about my own illness, about Brian's cancer, about the terrible afflictions that many endure. As my director pointed out, speaking the truth that is in my heart and soul allows for a true and deep relationship in prayer to develop. When I only pray what I think God wants to hear, I miss this truth. God already knows what is in my heart and is well familiar with my despair, my fear, my anger, my fragile faith. Gracious God, grant me the grace to tell you the truth, to trust you enough to let anger and fear come to speech and be transformed. May I remember that you know me better than I know myself. Amen.